Hey guys, Dustin here. So, we're going to try something new for the next few weeks. As I mentioned before, we obviously, if you're listening to this in real time, are in the midst of a global pandemic with the new coronavirus, COVID-19. And things can be scary, things can be weird or strange, and it can make us feel kind of down and uneasy. And even though I have a tendency to be into the macabre and the morbid and the weird things in life, I know that at a time like this, most of us just need to pick me up. So what I'm going to do, as I mentioned, is over the next few weeks, I'm going to try to release a podcast every other day instead of every 2 weeks or every week. But these are going to be mini episodes of things that hopefully will intrigue you, will make you laugh, will cheer you up, anything to really get your mind off of the fact that the world seems to be going to hell in a handbasket. So buckle up, enjoy, and hopefully find these things intriguing over the next few weeks, because this is super cool, mini episode edition. Hey guys, brief intro here. This is part two of this two-part minisode series on Harry Potter. That first episode that I hope you listened to was with my friend Sarah. This episode is with my friend Ashley, who, thank you Ashley, helped me remember how to pronounce your last name. And again, it's just something to be fun and silly and get your mind off of things. If you're listening to this in real time, this episode is dropping slash will have dropped on Thursday, March the 26th, even though we recorded this on Monday the 23rd, right after my interview with Sarah. So sit back and enjoy Ashley recap all of the Harry Potter movies in 15-ish minutes or less.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, good. It's working.
Yes, I am here.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, let's get to it. The way this app works is it literally is just recording this. So this, and I am way too lazy right now to edit stuff. So this is just all going to be in the podcast.
Are you serious? Okay.
Oh, 100%. Like, I normally try to edit, but with this app and the fact that, like, everybody has to work at home starting at midnight, I don't have my normal, like, editing stuff on my computer, so it's just going to be lazy time, no edits. So.
Okay, first, I'm up for lazy time.
Sweet. First things first, please introduce yourself, because I never remember how to pronounce your last name.
Well, disclaimer about my last name, I'm not even sure if I know how to pronounce it correctly anymore.
Oh, well, so. Why is that?
I mean, just living in an American world and people are like, what's your last name? I'm like, whatever you want at this point, because it is what it is. But my name is Ashley Mayanja.
Mayanja, that's it. I always say Majanja. Which is in no way right.
I get Mahanya, marijuana, it's all types of things, so don't even worry about it.
Oh, great. Okay. So you also are a huge Harry Potter fan.
I am, yes.
Good. So one of the things that I was wanting to do is normally with this podcast, which I've only had since like October, I would typically do episodes like once a week, it started once a week. Then I took like a 6-week break for Christmas. And then after the 1st of January, life got crazy and I hadn't gotten to do any. So then I told myself a good way to get back into it, and because we're going through, you know, hell on earth right now with this pandemic, is that I am just doing little mini episodes, and I'm releasing them every other day for the next, like, 2 to 3 weeks just to help people kind of get through this craziness. So what I'm doing is they're just, like, little 15, 20-minute episodes, and one of the ideas I had was I'm just going to, for a few of them, do kind of humorous episodes where I just take some friends and say, hey, explain this book series or movies or TV series in 15 minutes or less. So what I'm going to have you do is when I say we'll be timing it, you will have 2 minutes to go through each Harry Potter book slash movie and give as much detail as you can. And when that 2 minutes is up, I'll just say the name of the next movie / book, and you'll have to move on regardless of where you are and start describing the next one.
Dustin, 2 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, it's intense.
Okay.
I was going to do 60 seconds, but I just thought I'm not that cruel. That, how do you do that with like a book 7? You know, like, ooh, it's not possible.
You're right. You're right. I'm thinking, okay, yes. 2 minutes sounds better than 60 seconds.
Exactly. Glass half full.
Right, right.
You ready?
I think so. I'm ready.
Okay. On your mark, get set, and Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Go.
Okay, so Harry is the main character, and so Harry is stuck to live with his aunt and uncle, who are high key the worst, and that is because his parents have just gotten killed, and so he was brought there by Dumbledore and, oh, the other professor, Maggie Smith, great actor, look her up. Anyway, all that, go a couple years later, Harry is basically the Cinderella in a British form. And so he's stuck living under a staircase. His aunt and uncle are absolutely terrible. Eventually he comes of age. What is it? 11? It might be 11. Comes of age and he's able to go to Hogwarts. However, Harry's entire time growing up has no idea that he is actually a wizard. Thanks to Hagrid, the gamekeeper of Hogwarts, saving him from his horrible family, ends up being able to shop for school supplies in the coolest way possible, also gets an owl, fun fact, and then he gets to Hogwarts, meets really cool friends, Ron and Hermione. Ron is absolutely fantastic. Movies portray him terribly. Books, he's amazing. Hermione's about the same all the way around. Super genius. Kind of an insufferable know-it-all, but you learn to love her for who she is. Anyway, so they're going through school, learning how to fly on brooms, just figuring out, for at least for Harry, like, who is he, and learning that there's more to him besides living in, not in, under a staircase. And
you then, have 30 seconds.
Holy crap! I'm not even, okay, so Harry also learns how to fly on a broom, and it's fantastic, and then the evil that killed his parents, Voldemort, loses his energy because blah, 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 can't tell you until the fourth one, and so... He starts living through this professor's head, and then nobody knows it. And now, which is so stupid. Like, how do you even have an evil thing in the back of your head and nobody knows? Well, fun fact, he had a scarf on his head, and it was super dumb. Anyway, found out. And,
time, Chamber of Secrets, go. Oh,
my gosh. So, Chamber of Secrets, again, Harry's back with his aunt and uncle. It's absolutely terrible. And then they didn't want him to go. And then Ron and his brothers bailed him out by having a flying car, flew it to go get Harry. And then they get back to school and through the car and caused an absolute mess. School happens and there starts to be these weird things. Like, there's blood on the walls. And then there's this, Bob Saget. Oh crap. Oh shoot, Chambers is so hard.
Snake in the wall.
I am blanking so bad.
Snake in the wall.
Snake in the wall. What?
Snake.
Crap! Yes, okay. So there's something going through pipes, killing things, blood on the wall, and they're like, what's happening? Hogwarts isn't safe. And so Ron and Harry and Hermione find ways to, like, get ideas of, like, what really is happening, who is the heir Slytherin, because heir Slytherin can speak to snakes. People thought it was Harry because he was speaking to snakes during a duel. That was super creepy. And people were like, what the heck, Harry? You're not who we thought you were. And then he's trying to tell, like, I'm not the heir Slytherin. Let's find out who it is. And people are like, it's Draco. And they're like, heck no, it's not Draco. They go to find out anyway. Then they pretend to be Draco's friends under Cognito of Crab and Goyle. Find out it's not Draco. Draco's a pussy. And so... So they're like, oh, crap. Well, who the heck is it? What is going on? And eventually they find a secret passageway and find out it was Jenny Weasley. Almost had Jenny killed. Voldemort comes into his 16-year-old really emo self. And then Harry uses the sword of Gryffindor to stab the big snake that's been going through the pipes. And then Voldemort loses a part of himself. And then there's Dobby the elf, who's super sweet. And then...
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh my gosh, Prisoner of Azkaban was really great movie-wise because they had a great growth spurt. Anyway, So with Prisoner of Azkaban, again, they're back at school, 13 and thriving. And then how the frick does this begin? Okay, there's somebody out. Somebody leaves Azkaban. Harry's like, what's the big deal? What does he want with me? And everybody's like, oh, this is awkward. Long story short, Harry finds out that the guy who got out of Azkaban was his godfather, who apparently got his parents killed. Whoa. Okay, a lot of emotions there. Harry's going through it, and he wants to avenge his parents, like, really hardcore. And then so as he's doing that, he also has he meets Professor Lupin, really great guy. Spoiler alert, he's a werewolf. And when that happens, people are learning more information about him, but still it's like, what the heck is going on? Because it's Hogwarts, and there's just all these hidden secrets that nobody talks about. And then, shoot... Oh, shoot. Oh, Bob Saget, this isn't good.
Yep. You got about 45 seconds.
45 seconds. Okay. We're going to skip ahead. And so, also, Harry got this map from Fred and George. They stole it from that weird, creepy janitor guy. And then with that, they take this map, finds his way through different things, different alleyways. And also, the map's just really important, and the movies don't explain this, but I must say, that map was that his father also had, and then Sirius also had, and then their friend, then Remus, and also the really nasty rat guy. I can't remember his name. Anyway, they were all nicknames, because they had Animagus to help out with Remus, who had the wolf, not the Wolverine, the werewolf situation. And so with that, they eventually at some point Sirius
time was, goblet of fire.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay, goblet of fire. Whoever was a part of costume hair design, you suck, because everybody's hair is super long and everybody's going through an emo phase. Anyway, goblet of fire, they're all coming together. Schools come together. It's basically a competition. It's a Hunger Games situation. Only nobody is like they're not trying to kill each other. They're just trying to win. So two other schools come together. There's Vikings that come out of the water, that group, and then there's the ladies that dress in blue. So there's them. They all come together, and then within all this, at a certain age, only people are allowed to compete. Somehow Harry's name gets in the Goblet of Fire, but the rules still apply, and somehow they can't override the rules, and Harry has to compete. What the heck? What kind of administration is that? Anyway, Harry and the other three are competing. There's dragons. There's this really creepy mermaid egg thing. Not mermaid. Well, there were mermaids. They're really creepy mermaids, not in the aerial type of way. Wow. So there was that. And then there was this really bad maze. And then as they're competing, it's clear that everybody's struggling. Everybody's going through something. Oh, wait. Before the maze, there was this beautiful dance, and Emma Watson was slaying this pink dress. And Ron is pissed because the man that he was into actually wants his woman. And he's like, what the heck? And then it just got super uncomfortable. Like, Ron, you're an idiot. Men, please communicate your feelings. Anyway, so this dance goes down. It's super uncomfortable. Also, Harry's in love with a Chinese girl, but doesn't really get around to, like, making that work. It's fine. He's in a competition. Shouldn't be worrying about girls. Anyway, back to the maze. All that's left of the maze is Harry and Cedric. And then they get to the port key, and they're like, we'll do it together. Really great bro moment, only to find themselves in the graveyard. And now Voldemort's like, I'm ready to be a human again, as much as human as he can be. So poor Cedric, oh, he dies. So not fair. It's fine. He gets his moment of glory by getting in the Twilight sagas, and that's probably his own doom. That's neither here nor there right now. But so Voldemort takes time
and Order takes of the Phoenix.
Harry's blood, and then he takes the bone of his own dad.
Time, ooh, Order of the Phoenix.
Dang it. Okay, so Order of the Phoenix. Basically, everybody comes back to school and be like, Harry, why are you spreading lies? Why are you doing this? And it just got super, again, people keep getting on Harry for these things, like, Harry, who are you? Never say who you say you are. And Harry's like, I never told you guys who I was. This is stupid. Anyway. That creates, like, so much drama, like, completely unnecessary. But I think they're only 14 at this point, so, like, whatever. So, he's telling lies, but also, he's, like, it's a super biblical moment in the sense of, like, Harry feels super alone. Who does he go to? So, he's just stuck with all this anger, and it's such a Satan thing. Like, of course, Satan wants us to be on our own, so we feel, like... we can't do things. And it's like the best way to attack is when we feel alone. It's like the most biblical thing that J.K. Rowling has ever done. And so it was, so she took the time to like just write out Harry just being alone in Voldemort, just getting into his brain. He has a super like, you know, like he's having episodes and he's like sweating a lot. And I'm like, dang, Harry, like he had to like clean his sheets multiple times, I'm sure. And then within all that, he's blowing off Harry. He's blowing off Hermione. He's blowing off Ron. They're like, what the heck? What's happening? Just talk to us. Like, we want to be there for you. He's like, no, no, no. You wouldn't understand. The one person he somehow decides to talk to is Luna, who's super cute, kind of weird, but she never pretends to be anybody she's not. And that's why we love her. And fair. So Luna's just like, hey, you know, like, I see kind of things that you're saying, but also don't worry about people can't see what you see, and just skips along and does her own thing all the time with that. I'm like, that's cute. And then with that, they also took time to form the new generation of Order of the Phoenix, which his parents were a part of when they were fighting Voldemort the first time. So they're going around like, oh crap, where we go, where we go. Neville comes in, he's like, boom, he has an idea. He walks past the Room of Requirement and they give him the idea, and Neville's like, hey, that's probably a good idea. And that worked out because they're hiding from that horrible pink lady. Oh, what's her name? Umbridge. Oh my gosh. Umbridge is the worst.
Yes,
oh,
she
my
is.
Goodness. And so
you have 10 seconds.
Oh crap. Anyway, Umbridge is a hoe. She loses her job. all her respect. And they form the Order of the Phoenix, and they figure out Voldemort is actually real. And the Minister of Magic looks stupid.
There you go. Okay, go. Next one, Half-Blood Prince.
Okay, Half-Blood Prince is basically the most female of all the books because there's so much love in it. Everybody wants something. Okay, so it comes around. Harry's obviously not a liar. Dumbledore also apologizes. Hey, sorry for during the Order of the Phoenix. I just like blew you off because I was trying to like care for you. And I'm like, okay, Dumbledore, you're still shady though. But anyway, Dumbledore and Harry work together. They get really honest about, we need to figure out what Voldemort's plan is. While figuring out Voldemort's plan, Harry's realizing his plans of like, oh, females, oh crap. And then all of a sudden, again, the movies don't portray this very well, but if you had paid attention the entire time, Jenny Weasley has had a thing for Harry Potter this entire time. Yep. Okay, and all of a sudden Harry's like, you know what looks good? Jenny does. I'm like, dang, Harry, you are so late. What do you mean? Okay, like I'm so pissed. Again, men, communicate, be aware of yourselves. Anyway, that's not the podcast topic. I'm sorry. But Jenny's like, I'm not gonna wait for no man. So Jenny took the time. She was going after Dean, which was a beautiful piece of chocolate. She was going after different men. And Harry's like, oh, this really, really hurts. And then Ron finally gets his moment of glory and was getting involved with all the sport, with the Quidditch sports. And then he goes after this girl, not really didn't mean to go after her. She just like plowed it on him. Ladies, don't plow things on men. Make the men work. But anyway, Lavender Brown did that. And Ron's like, ooh, I'm gonna take it. And Hermione's crushed. Hermione is crushed. And we're like, dang. Sorry, Hermione. Probably the most human part about her that we've seen besides her being called a mudblood at this point. Mm. Anyway, all these emotions, it kind of tears the friendship apart between the three of them. It's kind of uncomfortable. And then within all that, Harry's like, I still got to figure out what Voldemort's plan is. And then they have to talk to Professor Slughorn, kind of a weird dude, but he has a really big burden of what he has done before, and we don't know what that is. And then he has to go through the memories, and Dumbledore and Harry go through these memories, and like, something's weird, something's missing, we need the real memory. And Harry's like, how the frick do I get that? He's got this Felix Luck stuff that he stole from this book, this textbook from the Half-Blood Prince who's been cheating his way through this class. And then Hermione's pissed because she's like, I'm a good student. Harry, now you're cheating, making me look bad. And Harry's like, I actually don't give a damn. So Harry's still going. And then he gets the Felix Luck, uses it one night as he's with Hagrid and Professor Slughorn, and they're partying it up. And he's like, be brave like my mother, Professor. Please tell me what the honest thing's about. And then Slughorn realizes he's been basically like scared. And he's like, fine, here's your own memory. And then takes out the real memory and then finds out something about Horcruxes, which is like, boom, damn. And then Dumbledore's like, oh, this is more serious than I thought. Dumbledore had to know it was Horcruxes. I don't even know why it took him that long. Anyway, Dumbledore realizes, crap, I've already destroyed a few. We're good. But
time, Deadly Hallows, go.
Okay, and after the Horcruxes, we realize Voldemort has split his soul 7 different ways, which is like really nasty, and explains why every time he comes back, he's either like a very emotional child or like really slimy and gross, like a really bad embryo. And so with this, he's like, they have all this information and Harry does the whole Frodo thing where it's like, this is such a big burden to carry. I must go on my own. And Ron and Hermione are like, Sam, like, no, we're for you. We're in this together. You know, that whole like protagonist situation. And they're like, fine, we're running off together. We're not finishing school. We're going to do this. And so they do it, but then things become super chaotic. Snape becomes the, I think, the headmaster, and everybody hates Snape because Snape also killed Dumbledore. Super uncomfortable. And things are just running amok. And it's like, what is happening?
60 seconds.
Oh my gosh. And so, Deathly Hallows is one book and two movies. Crap. Anyway, they're searching for these. Ron gets upset because he's got things for Hermione. He doesn't tell her. And Hermione's like, please, Ron, stop. And then he comes back around and they're like really pissed, but they're looking for Horcruxes. And then they get back to Hogwarts, the secret passage, because of Dumbledore's brother. And then they get there and like, holy crap, Basilisk. Holy crap, I love you. And then not my daughter, you bitch, because Mrs. Weasley killed Bellatrix without the Death Eaters in the dining hall. And Fred 30 is
seconds.
Dead. Fred is dead. And then Voldemort and Harry fight and Harry gets him. And then Voldemort's basically done. Harry's like, oh no, I'm in the King's Crossing and it looks very clean here. And Dumbledore's like, this can be whatever you want it to be. And then and then he's like, Hagrid arms. And then he pops up and it's like, oh my gosh, Harry's still alive. And then when Harry's still alive, everybody starts fighting some more. And the Death Eater's like, crap, we're doomed. And then Lucius Malfoy was like, oh shit, I'm done. And Draco's like, my parents are the worst. And then everybody's alive and everybody gets their jobs and children. Okay.
Yeah, see? Imagine if I'd kept it at 60 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
Deep breaths, get some water, put on some sweatpants.
I'm wearing my sweatpants. I had to take my shirt off. I'm just dying.
Oh, well, that was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, Dustin, that was, you know, I was going to work out this evening, but I don't think I'm going to do that anymore.
Good. You just provided a valuable service to humanity in these dark days.
Ooh, I'm glad to be of service.
Oh my God, that was wonderful. I will be posting this sometime this week, so I will let you know when it's up.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Ashley, round of applause. Yay.
Thank you for having me, everyone. I'd love to watch Harry Potter with you sometime. I will be sitting down for that though.
Oh, great. All right. Thanks so much, Ashley. I'll talk to you later.
All right.